body dysmorphia, it is a mental condition, but honestly, everything is. Weight loss, if you can't lose weight, if you're struggling and getting healthy, guess what? It's a mental problem. Look at your body. Look at, you've gone to the doctors, you're doing all this stuff, or your money or your relationships. Like, you've got to weigh all these areas of your life, specifically, you know, with weight and body and health and energy, and weigh it with your ego.
Hey there, Casey Shipp here, fitness model, hormone expert, and a master energy healer. I help goal-oriented women clear out the reason why nothing has worked and finally step into their purpose and get everything they've ever wanted.
I'm here for the women who want to look hot. There's no shame in that. You know, not every woman wants to look hot. So I really remember my body dysmorphia probably being the worst then, because, you know, I am very competitive by nature. And so when you're competitive, well, guess what? You're going to look at other people, right? And you're going to kind of just compete with them. But the bad part about body dysmorphia, it is a mental condition, but honestly, everything is. Weight loss, like, if you can't lose weight, if you're struggling with losing weight and getting healthy, guess what? It's a mental problem. Casey, are you saying that something's wrong with me? I mean, you already know that. Look at your body. Look at, you've gone to the doctors, you're doing all this stuff, or your money or your relationships. Like, you've got to weigh all these things in your life. Aspects. You got to weigh all these areas of your life, specifically, you know, with weight and body and health and energy, and weigh it with your ego. So at the core of body dysmorphia, there is some hormonal issues. Serotonin's low, you know, depression. Anytime that we feel bad about ourselves, comes from toxic guilt, toxic shame. I mean, it's where it is. And it's a learned trait, by the way. And it's genetically carried on. Like, if your mom or your grandmother, whoever, like, if your family, anybody in your family, and some of this is a secret, y'all. Some people don't even know what their family was really like because their family was so wonderful at hiding it. But I promise you, if they're a human and they breathe, they have suffered with some of this stuff. What's up, y'all? We're talking about body dysmorphia. Come on in. Sit right down. But we're going to dissolve it. I'm going to give you some tools tonight just to help you think differently. Some homework just to think, because think on, perception's everything. And before I got on, I'm like, what do they need to know? Like, what do my girls, what do my people need to know? And it was that you are one paradigm shift away. You are one perception shift thought away from having the body you want and feeling, spit at the camera, and feeling like you want to feel. So I just kind of want to get a feel for the room. Tell me where you're at right now, like, meaning, are you here because you feel like your hormones are fucked up, or do you feel like you have body dysmorphia? Body dysmorphia is where you constantly, like, how you look, it affects your whole day. How you look, how your fupa looks, your fat belly, your ass, your thighs, your tits, your nose, your whatever it is, and how you look, it really wears on you all day. It's all you can think about of your body and how it looks, or whatever. Like, who here struggles with that? And I know it's probably, you don't want to be put on the spot, but does anybody feel that way? Or, like, every day when your driving forces, if I just look different, I would be happy, you know, all this stuff. Both, I hated my body postpartum. Oh, wait, hate my body postpartum right now. Yeah. Oh my God. I couldn't stand mine. Sorry, body. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I remember, if I could go back, I wouldn't have gotten my stomach surgery so fast, because I had diastasis recti. It was gnarly. Like, I have pictures of it where you look like you're 6 months pregnant, even though you've had a baby and baby's out. I had diastasis recti, guts. It just looked like, it was horrible. I looked like I was 5 months pregnant. And my belly button, I had an umbilical hernia, so it was sticking out. I once had this beautiful stomach, you know, fitness model, and then here I am, like, oh my God, stretch marks everywhere. Oh my God. So you're not alone there. I totally have body dysmorphia. I would lock myself in a room and cry about my body after looking in the mirror. You know, thank you, Misty, for having fucking kahunas to say this on air. So thank you. And you said yes to both. Wow, y'all are some brave ass bitches for coming out. Body dysmorphia, 100%. And thank you to whoever asked me to ask this question. 100%. Yes, it's constantly on my mind. Okay, both. And see, I wasn't fully aware of this, that y'all are really struggling with this. So this is going to be, I got you. I just want to say that I got you. Both. My hormones make it hard to lose weight, but I feel really bloated and fat. My mindset changes that day. Got it. Working on adrenal fatigue, and there are days that my looks really get to me. Okay. I love my body and I'm grateful for this vessel, but I currently hate the way I look. Cellulite on top of my thighs. Okay. Got it. I just don't look in the mirror and it makes me sick. Okay. All these are signs of body dysmorphia. That's what that means. And then also the other spectrum is where you see girls that are really fit and they're really pretty, and but they cannot stand. You know, these are the people who may go over the top with plastic surgery. Not everybody. I mean, it's you can't just say everybody that does that is that way. But very concerned with their external appearance. It's hard to talk to me. I think I'm still in a sleep deficit from flying, and I am. My watch showed this. Yeah, just don't look in the mirror. Okay, I read that one. So at the core of this body dysmorphia is the emotion shame. It's the emotion shame. And then right now, put a word to it. Like you said, it's constantly on your mind or your body. Like, how does it make you feel though? Like, what emotion would you say that it makes you feel? Your body, your fat thighs, your cellulite. And that's why I'm getting back in shape, because I went all year without lifting weights. And I mean, I had such a huge year for growth, spiritual growth and everything, lots of expansion, but it was painful. And I've never had cellulite ever. I don't let myself go there. And it's not because, oh my God, I'll be unlovable or whatever. Like, I just feel better when I'm strong and fit. And cellulite to me is like, honestly, when I see cellulite, I'm like, huh, something's not healthy. I do. I feel like cellulite isn't healthy. That's what I've always thought. Like, it's fat storage. It's just kind of, I see cellulite and I'm like, how come they're fit, but they have cellulite? Like, to me, I'm just like, what's up with that? Right? So for me, and it's not that I guess you could say judge, whatever. It is what it is. If I wouldn't take photos, I wouldn't see my shifts. Oh, gotcha. Disgusted. Wow. Anxious and embarrassed. Oh, thank y'all for telling me the emotions. Okay. Disgusted. All right. Disgusted, anxious, embarrassed, disgusted, disappointed, unworthy, and less than. Yeah, totally. Talking about body dysmorphia. So looking at your body makes you feel disappointed, unworthy. You can't take photos of yourself. Disgusted, embarrassed, disgusted. It makes you feel like you're undisciplined, shame, less than. Yeah, I would say whenever I would see like cellulite or whatever, or even just looking at my body, like I know what I want to look like. I know how I want my legs to look, and my legs have looked that way before. Like, I just know what I want to look like. And when I don't like that, I'm like, okay, I know I can get it back, because I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. I know why I don't look the way I want to look. And I didn't really spend much time there. I didn't let it really get to me. But now, did I process the depression and sadness and the grief and loss for the body I once had? Yeah. So those of you that are aging that used to look really good, or maybe you were in great shape in high school and now you're overweight, or you've got cellulite, or you've got a baby, I want you to sit down tonight. And those of you that are in the mastermind, I think the Bad Bitch bundle, a Bad Bitch membership may have this, but definitely in the mastermind. And I want you to write out and do, you know, clear some of this grief and loss, because you lost your old body. You lost a part of yourself. Have you ever fully grieved the body that you once had? No, guarantee you that none of you have. When's the last time you literally sat down and just cried because you miss your old body, or you, not that you miss it, but it's gone? Instead of just getting in the moment and I hate my body. It makes me feel less than. When have you just sat there and fully just cried because it's not like it used to be? Okay. Highly recommend doing that first. And it's important not to sit in your, you know, just wallow in it, but now you need to feel it as long as you need to feel it. I teach this in my program about emotional intelligence, like how to process things and still take action as your highest self. You know, how to feel the fear and uncertainty, but move it aside and show up as your highest self. To feel the shame and feel these emotions, but not let them mean anything about you as a person. And you still take action as a very loved and capable and confident human. And that's where everybody gets fucked up, is we let the emotion take us on a joy fucking ride and downward spiral because we don't have emotional intelligence. And this is why diets don't work, by the way. It's because of feelings and emotions. We don't know what to do with them. It's why addictions, it's all these things. And everybody's addicted to shame and guilt. Everybody here, including myself. And I have to work at it all the time to go, motherfucker. And it feels bad. You said, yuck, I've never been an exercise person And now I'm 40, I've lost and gained, but I'm like 135, but I think it's in my head, no motivation. Yeah, that's a hormonal issue of just low hormones. And feeling like this, by the way, weak adrenals. So you need to focus on the adrenals because you've been in survival mode. By the way, constantly being in your head about your body's not good enough and all this means you're not safe. It's like, because if you felt safe in your body and it felt wonderful to be there, you would feel safe in your body and you would feel calm and you would feel relaxed. There would be no shame. You'd be shame free. You'd be, thank you. Yes, my body. Yes. You're working out and you're doing all these things that are going to equal the body that you want. It's actually easy. But why is it not easy? Why can't everybody just do that? Why is the weight loss industry a billion-dollar fucking industry and everybody's getting their bodies changed? Because what? Because nobody knows how to sit through things. Nobody knows how to feel emotions. They don't even know what they are. So I'm going to dive in a little bit here. And if, you know, you're going to get triggered, by the way. I mean, my existence triggers a lot of people. I dive into this in the course Reset and Restore for those of you that are in there. So at the core of this body dysmorphia, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Well, let me ask your permission first. Who here is ready and willing to think differently if it means getting what you want? Are you willing to think differently? Yes or no? So you can have the body that you want and actually feel sexy, hot, and confident. Who here is willing to think differently? Plus, I have autoimmune. Yeah, all autoimmune is adrenal fatigue gone long, way too long, and tons of trauma, emotional trauma. That's all that means. Okay, yes, ma'am, you have it. Yes, heck yes. Yes, okay. Willing. The Katie, I love it. 100%. I'm willing. Yes. And we do have healing sessions. We have healing sessions inside of my mastermind where we do the big, heavy things together. And it's really nice. You said yes, yes. Okay. So at the core of body dysmorphia, it's emotional neglect. So you're going to have to sit with the fact that you didn't get what you needed growing up emotionally. You didn't get what you needed emotionally when you were growing up. It's not about saying your mom's bad or your dad's. My mom did everything she could. Mama, it's about you right now. Get your mom out of it. Get your mom out of it. Get your dad out of it. This has nothing to do, like, you understand? And I go over this in Reset and Restore. Like, you're going to have to put aside your paradigms and this brainwashing of like, they're my mommy and daddy, or your religion, all these things, and get to the human. This is the problem with pretty much all this teachings, is because they forget about the human, and we are fucking humans living a spiritual, whatever the hell that's going on here, the soul and this body, living a human experience, but we are this other thing. That's what I feel like. So you're going to have to sit with being emotionally neglected and not getting your emotional needs met as a child, as a teen. Can everybody do that? Because guess what? Your family, your mom, your dad, or whatever, they had a lot of shit going on. They too had it. It just came out in different ways. So at the core of that, and it's depression, okay? Depression, sadness, but Casey, you don't have anything to be sad about. Okay, well, your body says otherwise, and the way you feel says otherwise. Your hormones say otherwise. So not getting your needs met emotionally, and honestly, trauma isn't what happened to you. It's what didn't happen to you, right? So let's just give you an example. You know, watching your mom struggle on a diet, talking about what she's eating, or maybe she's never there. Maybe she's working a lot, whatever. You made up a story that said, I'm unlovable. I'm not good enough. Whatever. I need to be like somebody else. I need to be like something else so that I'm loved, or whatever. That's all it is. at the core of it, it's all it is. So Casey, how do we get out of it? Well, you got to learn how to give yourself what you really need, what your soul needs. You got to learn how to give yourself love, find pleasure in life. You got to learn how to take care of yourself. You got to get the right resources. You got to get around people who kind of know how to do that. Oh no. Okay. It says I was offline. We on this damn mountain. Lord. Okay. Yeah, they block out our conversation. So, I mean, the core of it is just sitting with that, realizing that if you have body dysmorphia, you don't like how you look. Well, just tell me right now. If I asked you and you knew the answer and you knew the answer, like close your eyes, sit up straight, take a deep breath. Think about the feelings you feel about your body, the shame, the disgust, you feel disgusted. All these feelings, you know, you're not disciplined, beating up on yourself, all these things. Just feel that. And then I want to ask you, and what's the first thing that comes to mind? Put it in the chat. Where did you get that from? Where did you get that from? Put it in the chat. Where did you get that from? Any idea? You know. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Think about the body thing we just talked about. Where did you get that from? The shame, like the where you feel bad about yourself. You said your mom. Thank you, Italian Yellow. Your mom? Anybody else? We're not blaming. She didn't know. And by the way, when you heal yourself, when you transcend this, she does too. Every time a woman heals, her lineage, parts of her lineage heals. Comparing myself to others. Where did you get that from, Katie? Where did you get that from? Where did you get comparing yourself to others? Did somebody ever say, look what they're doing? Or if you're more like them or your sister, or your brother, like, where did you get this from? How my mom felt and talked about herself, Lindsay said. Yeah. Wow, I feel that right here. I had someone tell me I was fat and ugly in middle school, Misty. Yeah, I've had lots of people tell me I was ugly as well. Skinny, ugly. Lots of things. I still get people telling me all kind of stuff on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah. My mom. Yeah. So you see, did this end? Yeah. My Facebook ended, but we're still going on Instagram. So I don't know what happened there. So do you see now where this is coming from? It's not you that is all these things. It's a story in your mind that needs to be challenged. You need to get your hormones right. Get your adrenals up. Get your thyroid up. Learn how to boost your serotonin naturally. Because that's really at the core of it, that depression and addiction to the shame and keep continuing to get your ass kicked and just staying low is a chemical addiction to that shame and low serotonin. So you can do so many things to get your serotonin up. One thing we do in the mastermind is we focus on gut health. We have all kinds of alternative ways and protocols. I can't even tell you how many protocols. Lots and lots of protocols to boost serotonin naturally. I can't tell you how many people has come off of antidepressants. Right? And in bodybuilding back in the day, I remember getting body dysmorphia. This is something that'll sneak in on girls is my shoulders. Like, you know, you want to look a certain way for the stage. And I remember just wanting to be bigger and bigger and bigger. Like it's like lips, you know, like girls that come in and want their lips done again and done and done. I remember noticing that about myself. And I'm dialed back. I'm like, whoa. But I saw other women get sucked into it. I saw other women turn into men. Like, look, they looked like a dude. But in their minds, they wanted this part like drove them to want to do the thing. And the part that drove them to do that was a core wound of I'm not good enough. I need to be XYZ to get daddy's love and approval. I need to be XYZ to be more powerful because I'm not powerful enough. Like it comes from something like that. So at the core of body dysmorphia is now you see it. It's a learned trait. It come from, you know, everybody says you get it from my mama, like literally your dad, your mom. It's a learned trait. Babies come in perfect. You're perfect. And then the world and the caregivers around us, you know, fuck us up. Well, Casey, my mom and dad are perfect. Well, if they were, then your relationships would be flawless. You would have so much money. You would love how you look. You wouldn't even be following me. Maybe you would because you think I'm fucking funny or something. Like, your life would be fucking perfect. And you would be so happy, like totally in every area, and be crushing it at life, doing purpose work, philanthropy, and all this other stuff. And just really happy. So cut the shit and weigh your ego with your cellulite, weigh your ego with how you really feel and what you're trying to run from. I did not come here from body manifest. Your mindset is 100. I do not come here for body mindset. Your mindset is 100. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. For body mindset, your mindset is 100. You're saying your mindset is everything? Yeah, you know, mindset and emotional body, because mindset work takes you just so far. Body, mind, and soul. You have to do all three. It's a holistic approach. This is why a lot of people, I can't start the video. Sorry, Facebook. A lot of people that do mindset work and all these like personal growth things, but yet their bodies look the way they look and they don't like it, and their health is not that great. It's because mind can't override emotions. You can create an emotion from the thoughts you think, but you can't think your way out of something. Sometimes you got to feel it, you know? And one thing I like tonight, I will say, after addressing the gut health and starting Mastermind, it's made a huge impact on my body and mind after just a few months after starting. Typical. I mean, I've heard of people within 24 hours getting into the content, and the energy is like medicine. And they're like, oh my God, holy shit. Your mindset is great. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Katie Todd. Lots and lots of pain taught me how and what and do all these things. Yeah. You just gotta be strong. You've got to be brave, and you've got to wake the fuck up. We were not meant to come here to be in bodies that we don't like. We were not, because when you're in a body you don't like, you show up that way. You ever notice how, like, a wealthy person, have you ever been around somebody with money and you feel like taken care of, and like, oh, you just feel taken care of, and like, you don't have to worry about shit. Being around somebody that's happy in their body, you feel good around. You feel good around. So ultimately, you know that not having the body you want is you're not living out your highest potential. And you know that on a soul level, you know? And the reason why women continue to just buy diets or go to hormones and they don't do this type of work, it's like shiny object syndrome. You can get plastic surgery. You can get BBLs. You can get all these things. You can get gastric bypass, tits. But if you don't handle the part of you that created the thing, or not tits, because, you know, you can't just grow titties. I took the pills in middle school. Trust me. I know. But you get what I'm saying. It's when you don't have titties and you let it mean that you're not attractive. And I mean, I wanted titties because it seemed like boys like that. And I wanted titties because it's hot. I mean, it's just, to me, it's hot. But I can make it make hundreds of different stories. You know? Yeah. What else do we need to talk about when it comes to body dysmorphia? Because I feel like it's that simple. You learn how to sit with, like, when the thought comes up of, you get triggered of, I may look bad or whatever, like, just challenge that thought. Be like, huh. And this is where metacognition meets weight loss. Challenge that thought. Be like, Now it's you witnessing this other voice in your head. You're going to feel kind of schizophrenic, but it's okay. It's needed. You're going to start witnessing this thought and feeling, oh, I feel bad about my body. Well, where does that come from? So the belief is like, I'm not lovable. I'm not liked, or I'm not as good as her because I have fat right here. Is that really true? No. What feels better for me is that, and what would make you feel good enough? And if you already had that body, how would you feel? Like, if you can imagine looking down, but like, you actually have the body and the health you want, how would she feel? How would she behave? And start doing that. Start doing that. Dating has been hard because men want a perfect woman. I'm a size 14, and guys that I've gone on dates with have told me that I'm too big and fat and that I have a nice face but gross body. Okay. So that would mean you continue to attract this into your life because that's what you think about yourself. We only get what we are a match for. Casey, you're saying that yes, that's what I'm saying. If we don't have the money we want, the body we want, the man we want, the business we want, it's because there's something in the energetics that are just not quite in alignment with each other. I didn't even blend in this contour. But that's all that means. So until you sit with those big feelings of shame and guilt and just sit with yourself and allow yourself to fully feel that, because it started from a long time ago. You're just living in this cycle, looking outside of yourself to feel those feelings to say, see, I'm right. See, I'm unworthy. See, I am too fat. I'm not good enough. See. And you're letting that determine like everything. So just stop. Just done. You're done. You're done with it. And then, like, let's just say you were fucking a smoke show, because you could be a smoke show and there will still be an asshole motherfucking small dick Napoleon shithead that will still tell you you are not cute or you're not pretty enough or whatever, because he feels like he's a little piece of shit, insecure little boy. And it's because he is playing a role in your movie from some other character that's been in your movie for a long time. So not until we go on the deep within on a soul level and figure out, all right, what is this emotion? What is it feeling? And you create these new experiences. Sit with your pain, because it's going to keep finding you. Obviously, it keeps finding you in everything in every way possible. But it's so wonderful, y'all. I saw a quote the other day that said something like, your quest, like your journey to get what you want, it's not for punishment. It's literally to heal your nervous system. It's so you can live out the best you. Problem is, everybody quits when it gets hard and they go to numb out, or they go to cope, or they go take something, or they go do cardio or not eat or eat too much and all this shit. And it's once you understand emotions, like I said this the other day, the thing we're all running from is just an emotion. It's just a feeling. But once we learn how to sit with feelings and what to do with them, and we understand what they are and where they come from, they have no power over you. You're like, oh my God, I see it totally different now. Done. And you're smart and very capable. You're watching my stuff. So I know you're going to get it. And maybe you just need a new programming. Maybe you need some new programming. You need to hang around people that help you reprogram, because your people that you've been around your whole life obviously created the reality that you're living. So you're going to have to create a new world. A whole new world. You're going to have to create a whole new world. God, I love Aladdin. Fuck, I love Disney. You're going to have to create a whole new world. And you're going to have to put new people in it. You're going to have to really just create this new world and still learn how to sit with your shit. It's not like you can run from it. Okay, so Katie, and the reason that I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, it fucking sucks. Like, I want to come through the phone and go, like, hit this motherfucker for you. But I was in the hair salon the other day, and I heard one of the girls just in there and had the whole room captivated. And she was like, oh, no. And they were bitching because her sister treated her so poorly. And I'm like, I wouldn't give into that shit, because she's played victim her whole life. And it's not serving her. Instead, go, look, I'm kind of tired of hearing about you and your sister. You need to fucking get some pants on and stop being a fucking people pleaser and codependent and stand up for your fucking self. Don't put up with that shit, and she'll stop doing it. Love yourself enough. Self-respect. At this point, look at everything like self-respect instead of it meaning something bad about you. Like, have respect for yourself, because if you have the body, you have everything else. When you can attain the thing. For some people, it's money. For some people, it's relationship. The job role, the body. I'm here for the women who is the body, right? When you go after that thing, you're going to get your fucking ass kicked. But you're getting your ass kicked either way. It's like you're trying to avoid pain, but you're living in it, because it's all you know. So you got to take these baby steps so that you can get on the other side of it. But you can also assume you're on the other side of it. But that's why, Katie, I didn't like give in and be like, I'm so sorry, because you're here. You're not, you don't need me to say I hate that. Like, it's fucked up, but it's going to keep happening to you until you learn how to sit and transmute and transcend the shame and create new stories, new beliefs, create a new life. Nobody's coming to save you. We all have to do it ourselves. Like, nobody's going to come take the cellulite off me, even the doctor. And even if the doctor did it, it's almost like me building a multi-million dollar business. And this is why I think I attracted a man who didn't have tons of money, is because there's something about me that I just wanted to do it myself. I felt so powerless growing up. I just wanted to feel powerful. I wanted to feel like I could do something, because I felt like I couldn't do anything. And I can't. I couldn't fix my parents. I can't make people happy. That's how I grew up. So my story was, I can't. Even though I can't, I created this like fight. This all this shit. It's bullshit. This is drama. Oh my God. But you get where I'm going with that. Okay. Yeah. Let me read these comments. You said, yes, just do not engage. I never do this. Okay. While I'm working on getting to my happy size weight. Oh, and you need to get happy now. So it's never ego. Like, ego says, well, when I get money, I'll do it. You're going to die without money and you'll never do it. Once I lose the weight, once I get this, I'll be happy. You'll never get it. And when you get it, it's not going to feel that way. You're going to fucking be disappointed as shit. Learn emotional intelligence, learn soul work, learn how to grow your power by understanding and sitting with emotions, and how to get on the other side and create new experiences in your body. Because that's the magic. That's the key right there. And then, just like the cellulite, well, if you didn't have cellulite, well, if you did have energy, well, if you were healthy, what would you be doing? You'd be doing this. Okay. But the fact that you're not, maybe sit with that fucking sadness. Cry it out. Right? Get the tears. The tears have things that release the sadness from your body, and then you'll feel better. Problem is that everybody here, a lot of us here, were emotionally neglected. Our parents didn't know how to. We grew up and like, you don't cry. Big girls don't cry. Be strong. It is what it is. So you have to learn. You have to wake the fuck up and go, hey, this isn't working out for me. Oh, this makes some sense. And that seems to be working. Let me try that. And you just keep trying shit until you find something. Keep looking, keep seeking until you find it. Do not give up. Do not fucking give up. So while I'm working on getting to my happy size and weight, what should I be telling myself to stay out of the thinking negatively? Well, you need to conjure up those emotions. Okay. When you start to think negatively, be like, okay. Start tracking like a shaman. And you just go, okay, there's a thought here. What triggered that? Oh, okay. Going to eat something. Where did that come from? Wow. You start doing the work. I teach all this in my programs. So there's that. So dive hard into the work and take advantage of this solstice. Take advantage of the wintertime and the death. Let old things die. And let the new rebirth and transformation begin. CaseyShipp.com/register. Go watch the training. We have a brand new hormone training up as well. If you want that after you register, just reply back to us on the SMS that we're going to text you the training to. We'll send you the hormone training as well. Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
This is it. I've got a free training, caseyship.com/register. Be sure to grab that and then join my free Facebook group and just reach out. Struggle is not required, so hit me up, caseyship.com/register. Talk to you soon.